The artist. The artist likes to paint one picture before breakfast, when the world is quiet. People are still sleeping when the artist mixes his colors. He looks hard at the shadows and light around him, looking out more than he looks down at his page. He wants his brush to feel the morning like he does. But this morning, the water gets ruffled too soon, and so does the artist. He knows he's messed up the picture. It's a terrible feeling. He has to stop himself scribbling his crossness over the page. Instead, he calls Young Dog, who comes bouncing. They stride out together across the damp sand. Wind is already making the water jump. By the time he's walked to the end of the beach, the wind has blown some of his bad feelings away too. They turn back. Young Dog is not one of those good dogs, the kind that trot beside you like a loyal shadow. Young Dog breathes the smell of the sea, but his eyes dart to the scrub, hoping for something to chase. When they return, Old Dog is still curled with her nose tucked under her tail, pretending she was asleep all along. She prefers to wait until the sand is not so damp and cold under her feet. But this is not because she's old. She was always like this. Maybe Old Dog knew the rain was coming. While rain pummels the sea, the artist stays inside, training his eye and hand, copying birds from his bird book. If the rain stops, he'll find his friend the storyteller, and they'll leave their pens and brushes to go writing together, tossing words between them as they race across sea bluffs till dinner time. On fine days, Grandma sometimes visits. The artist plays his piano for her. This is his second best skill. Well, maybe third best. Sailing might be second. He's got a nose for a good sailing wind. During piano lessons, he smells the salt air. He plays elegant duets with his teacher while sunny breezes fill the curtains. But at the end of the lesson, when she urges him to practice more, he smiles and bows and races home. His friends are already on the water. He loves to dash about, but even when he sails, he thinks about how he'd paint the waves. There's a sheltered place on the rocks where he likes to sit. He squeezes out his colours, pours water into an enamel mug. He looks out to sea. The light slowly changes as he works at his task. Somehow, he's hoping to gather the feeling of the water and the wind and put it onto his page. By the time the artist walks home, the sun is almost setting. Tonight, in his bunk, he smiles to himself. He remembers standing on the rocks, looking at his finished painting. He was extra careful folding up his book at the end, sang to the seagulls on his way home. He falls asleep to the sound of Young Dog chasing the surf in his dreams. First splash of pale morning light. The artist sees his sketchbook propped open where he left it to yesterday's picture. Holding his sleeping bag up to his chin, he looks through the hatch. The water is calm. Reflections hang still. He hurries to dress. Out there is a new day to paint.